Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. This week's episode was suggested by a listener who wrote in with concerns about calcium. My doctor has advised me to take 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day, but I've read that the calcium from supplements can end up in your arteries. So is eating calcium-fortified foods the same as taking a calcium supplement? Or is it best to get calcium only from foods that contain it naturally? Okay, there's lots to unpack here. The recommended daily allowance for calcium for women over 50 is 1,200 milligrams. And a lot of women and their doctors interpret that to mean that they should be taking a 1,200 milligram calcium supplement. And if you go into the vitamin aisle of the drugstore, you will see lots of bottles of calcium marked 1,200 milligrams. By the way, even if the bottle says 1,000 or 1,200 milligrams, that doesn't necessarily mean that each pill contains that much. You need to check the dosage instructions, which are in that teeny tiny type on the back of the bottle, because often it takes two or even three tablets to get the amount that's listed on the front of the bottle. But almost no one needs to be taking that much calcium in supplement form. The typical diet provides around 250 milligrams of calcium, not counting dairy products. So if you do consume dairy products, it's likely to be quite a bit higher than that. Each serving of dairy provides another 250 to 300 milligrams. And other foods, such as tofu and certain vegetables, can contribute significant amounts of calcium as well. Plus, any calcium-fortified products, such as non-dairy milk alternatives, orange juice, and some cereals, will contribute even more. So, depending on your eating habits, it is entirely possible that you are getting the recommended amount of calcium without needing any supplements at all. Now, calcium-fortified foods typically use the same form of calcium as you will find in the most common calcium supplements. But getting that calcium from a fortified food instead of a pill or tablet does offer some advantages. It means that you're getting your calcium in smaller amounts spread out over the day, more the way you would if you were getting it from natural food sources. And the presence of other nutrients in that food may also facilitate better digestion and absorption. The reason that calcium supplements have been linked to things like arterial calcification is not really because of the form of the calcium or even the fact that it is being taken as a supplement as opposed to in foods. It's because people taking calcium supplements, such as those 1,200 milligram pills you'll see at the drugstore, often end up taking in way more than the recommended daily intake of calcium. Studies have found that women who take in more than 1,400 milligrams of calcium a day have a higher rate of heart attacks and also a markedly higher risk of death from cardiovascular disease. Now, women rarely get this much calcium from diet alone. There's almost always a supplement involved. But if you are taking a 1,000 or 1,200 milligram calcium supplement, you're very likely to be taking in more than 1,400 milligrams a day once you account for the calcium in your diet. Look, I know we're all worried about osteoporosis, and I also know that many doctors and gynecologists are still advising their older female patients to take 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of supplemental calcium a day. With all due respect to my medical colleagues, this may not be the best advice. You cannot make up for the calcium you failed to get during your teens and your 20s by doubling up in your 40s and 50s. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore, and for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
The concerns about overdoing it with calcium supplementation don't just apply to women. High-dose calcium supplements also increase your risk of painful kidney stones. And it's also been shown to increase the risk of developing polyps in your colon, especially if you've had polyps in the past. Now, it's important to point out that polyps are not cancerous, but they can eventually turn into cancer if they're not removed. And that's why those screening colonoscopies are so very important. Catching and removing these relatively benign polyps before they can come malignant can literally save your life. But even if it doesn't lead to cancer, taking a supplement that increases the occurrence of colon polyps may lead to unnecessary medical costs and risks due to more frequent screening and removal of those polyps. So here's the take-home message. If you're eating a healthy diet, you really shouldn't need more than 250 to 500 milligrams of supplemental calcium, and you may not need any at all. Dairy products like milk and yogurt are among the most concentrated dietary sources of calcium, and the calcium from dairy products is also very well absorbed. Dairy products are also good sources of magnesium and phosphorus, and most of them are fortified with vitamin D. All of those other nutrients help your body make the best use of that calcium. An 8-ounce serving of milk or yogurt contains about a quarter to a third of your daily calcium needs. And as I mentioned earlier, many non-dairy milk alternatives are fortified with calcium to bring them up to the same level as cow's milk. But you have lots of other options as well. Fish such as sardines and canned salmon are great sources of calcium because they contain tiny bones that are so soft you'd never notice them, but they are a potent source of calcium. And as a bonus, these fish are also among the few natural food sources of vitamin D. Getting tons of calcium is not nearly as effective as simply getting the recommended amounts of calcium and vitamin D. Tofu can also be an excellent source of calcium because it's usually made with calcium sulfate, as a natural setting agent. And tofu is also a good source of protein, which enhances calcium absorption and promotes bone health. A half cup of firm tofu can provide half a day's supply of calcium. Vegetables in the cabbage family, including broccoli, kale, bok choy, cabbage, mustard, and turnip greens, are all good sources of calcium that are very bioavailable. Cabbages and leafy greens are also good sources of folate and vitamin K, nutrients that also help build strong bones. A half cup of Chinese cabbage or a cup of bok choy provides almost as much absorbable calcium as a full glass of milk. Now, not all food-based calcium is equally well absorbed. Spinach, for example, contains quite a bit of calcium, but it also contains a lot of oxalates. These natural compounds bind with calcium, and they make it very difficult for your body to get at it. Although spinach has a lot of good stuff going for it, it's not actually a good source of calcium. And in fact, because the oxalates in spinach can bind to the calcium in other foods as well, it can even keep you from getting as much calcium from the foods that you eat with it. Unless you never eat calcium-rich foods except with spinach, I don't think this is a big deal. It's just something to keep in mind. So to get a rough estimate of how much calcium you're getting, start with 250 milligrams as your baseline. Then add another 250 milligrams for each serving of dairy, canned fish, tofu, Chinese cabbage, or fortified orange juice or fortified non-dairy milk. Give yourself another 100 milligrams for each serving of any other cabbage family vegetables. Now, it's not important that you get exactly 1,000 or 1,200 milligrams of calcium every day. If your intake is averaging out to your recommended intake, you're probably getting all the calcium you need. But if you still need a supplement, just to close the gap between the recommended intake and your diet, it's likely to be a much smaller dose than 1,200 milligrams. I hope that helps set the record straight on calcium supplements, calcium fortified foods, and natural sources of calcium. Obviously, there are a lot of different factors and pieces of evidence to weigh here. Of course, with any decision regarding drugs or supplements, you need to weigh the potential benefits, including how big that benefit might be, how likely the benefit might be, and the strength of the evidence supporting that, against the potential risks, which include the cost, as well as the severity and the likelihood of side effects or other complications. And all of that has to be filtered through personal considerations, such as any current diagnosis you might have, as well as your personal and family medical history and risk factors. And the best person to help you assess those pros and cons is your doctor. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 443-961-6206. I'd also like to invite you to check out my other podcast. It's called The Change Academy, where we explore the art and science of creating positive behavior change, both in our own lives and habits and in our workplaces and communities. You'll find it on all the major podcast platforms. Just search for Change Academy. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast and is supported by a fantastic team, which includes our director of podcasts, Adam Cecil, my audio engineer, Nathan Sems, Davina Tomlin, who runs our marketing and publicity, Holly Hutchings, our digital operations specialist, and Morgan Christensen, our podcast operations and advertising specialist. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thgeneration.com.